Welcome to Conservative News Briefs with JD and Tammy Rucker, the show where we analyze stories that American patriots need to hear and frame them from a conservative perspective. Sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy.
You know, I'm getting really sick of being constantly outraged. I feel like I'm practically a leftist in the way that it seems like everything just gets on my nerves, gets under my skin. I used to make fun of leftists. It's like, oh, they wake up every morning and say, okay, what are we going to be outraged about today? What are we going to try to cancel today? Well, I guess all of this craziness of 2020 has turned me into at least maybe not an ideological leftist, but at least acting like one, because every time it seems lately that I turn on the news, every time I read stories, check my feeds, go to the various news aggregators, I get outraged. Something there really gets me annoyed. Now, today's is one that I would say probably maybe most of you, maybe a plurality, I don't know, won't really actually care because this is a localized event. But I'll tell you that it's not, even though it is based around a location. This is a national event. This is something that is important to many, many Americans. That is the 9/11 tribute in lights. The 9/11 Memorial and Museum Society, or whatever they're called, they have decided that this year, because of the coronavirus, they are going to cancel their annual 9/11 Memorial. You've seen pictures of it. You may have seen it videos in the past. You may have seen it live, where they take very, very bright lights, shine them up in the sky. Looks like the Twin Towers. It's just a beautiful event. It's one that is inspiring. It does make us remember, for those of us who are old enough. And it's amazing that this is the first presidential election where there will be people voting who are not alive during 9/11. We have to remember. This was something that I think mainstream media has sort of, downplayed because of their now, recent concern, and by recent, I mean probably the last decade or so, concern with Islamophobia, more so than concern for those who died at the hands of radical Islamic terrorists. But this latest move, based upon the coronavirus, and the sad part is, it's like they're not doing it out of trying to cancel it because of the people that will be watching. No. This time they're concerned about the crew. Now, I know that it takes a pretty large crew to get those lights together, and I know that perhaps they are at risk. But I guarantee you this, if you were to ask them directly, if you were to say, hey, New Yorkers, you guys working on these lights, do you want to do this? Wear your full-on masks, whatever. Because, they say that the masks work, right? The masks, you must wear masks at all times when you're around any other human beings, and even when you're not. So obviously they work. Why would anybody mandate that we have to wear these masks at all times if they don't work? Calm down. So they're saying that they don't want to put the workers at risk. I'm 100% certain that the workers were not consulted on this. I'm sure a lot of them would rather be working. they're not looking at this as like, oh, okay, cool. So get to take an even longer vacation from lockdowns. No, they're probably thinking, man, there's once again coronavirus, another damn gig that I lost over something that is silly, something that has a survival rate of 99.96% for those under the age of 45. This is ridiculous. This is a sign of our times. This is cultural Marxism that's coming not just from activists, not just from government, but now coming from private organizations. And I know that that's not new. It's been happening for a while, but this is an outrage because they made this decision. They don't want to take the risk. The people that made the decision, I guarantee you, would not have been taking any risks themselves. And the people that made the decision did not consult the people who would have been taking the risks, because if they had, 100% guaranteed, this would not have been canceled. The risk just isn't that great, especially with the apparently immaculate masks that people wear nowadays. Just ask them to put on their masks. They're just, it's not like they're going to be dancing together. It's not like they're going to be kissing while they're putting on the lights. They're workers. They work. They are specialized and trained to be able to handle this extremely delicate and powerful equipment. And therefore, you know, the way they do it, I've never seen it assembled myself, but I'm pretty certain that they can practice a relative amount of social distancing. They can wear their masks. They can do all of the things that are that we're told we should do. But here's the thing. You know, you didn't hear about the risks to the workers or to the people, the activists, or to anybody who are protesting. You don't hear about the risks or to the workers or the activists who are painting Black Lives Matter murals in front of Trump Towers in New York City. It wasn't a concern then because it was something that would further divide America. They want to divide America. That is their goal. That is part of the greater plan. And one way to fight against the division of Americans is to remind us of our past common foe. Remind us of a time when we were unified, where politics really was essentially put on hold. Following 9/11, we saw the most bipartisan Congress that we have seen in our lifetimes. We saw Congress take action. Now, I didn't agree with a lot of what they did, but by golly, at least they did it relatively in unison and with unity in mind. The goals were unified. We wanted to prevent future attacks. All of us did. Everyone on Capitol Hill, everyone in America, anyone who didn't want to die, didn't want to be a terrorist. You can eliminate those people from the list, and everybody else wanted to be safer. Now, don't get me started on the Patriot Act. That wasn't the right response. But at least, again, it was relatively unified, so there was a silver lining to that. But bottom line, this has nothing to do with the coronavirus. This is using the coronavirus as an excuse, as the left often does. Bill de Blasio in New York, and keep in mind, he didn't have a direct influence over this, but I guarantee you had an indirect influence. He may have had more of a direct influence. Maybe he made a call. You know, his name's not being mentioned very much with this decision, and he's not one of the participants in the decision-making process, but he is the mayor of New York City. And if he were to say, hey guys, I think it's a bad idea, there's a very good chance, I don't know the board, I don't know the decision makers at this 9/11 Memorial and Museum Foundation Society, whatever they are, I don't know who they are, but they made a very poor choice, one that was selfish and one that is designed to continue to divide Americans. We need these types of things right now. We need unity. We do. I'm not talking about political unity. I'm not talking about, you know, kumbaya moments. What I'm talking about is we need to be reminded of the best and worst in America. Right now, all we're seeing is the worst of modern day America. But the 9/11 memorial, this beautiful display to remind us of what happened, of what was lost, of our willingness at a time that was just not very long ago, a time when we could work together. Those days are no longer here. The hyper-partisan tribalism that's happening, not just on Capitol Hill, not just in city and state governments, not just amongst politicians, but also amongst Americans. This tribalism is hurting us. And we needed this 9/11 memorial to remind us of a time when we weren't so divided. And that's exactly why it's not going up. If you think that the coronavirus is the real cause, find out who the workers were. Ask them. I don't have to. I already know what their answers would have been. They would have taken the very, very tiny risk. They would have used the proper precautions. The precautions that allow people to do things not nearly as important as this 9/11 memorial. But they weren't given the choice. The choice was made for them by people who do want to continue to divide America. And yes, I'm outraged. But I'm going to end it there because if I keep talking about it, I'm just going to get even more outraged. We are expanding this show. We're doing it more often. I will be bringing my lovely, talented, and brilliant co-host and wife, Tammy, back on the show. A lot of people have been asking, where is she? She's just been busy. You know, this is, the news keeps happening. And when you're a mother of four, running the household as she does, running it wonderfully, including a three-year-old who is quite a handful, actually several handfuls. I don't know how she does it. I do try to help. I'm not an absentee husband. I do the dishes. I cook. Enough about me. She will be back. We'll be doing more of these shows. They're important. We're starting to move up in the rankings. People are asking, hey, why aren't you doing this? Is this supposed to be a daily show? Why aren't you doing them every day? We're going to be doing them every day. We have to. America needs to be told. You know, we need to be given our daily dose of what to be happy or sad about. And I'm not suggesting, don't take that as an insult. I'm not telling you that you need to be told what to think, but you do need to be informed of what's actually happening. Is this going to be a top story on CNN or MSNBC or even Fox News? I don't think so. It's going to get picked up. I think it's already been picked up by New York Post, The Blaze. It'll get picked up on Daily Wire and Breitbart. But it's not going to get much discussion outside of New York. New York Times will pick it up because it's New York. Washington Post might mention it, but they'll bury it somewhere. A lot of Americans won't get to hear this stuff, which is why I strongly encourage you to help get the word out. Not just about this particular episode, but about the show itself. Conservative news briefs is important. It is brief. So that's good because it means we can put out more episodes. It means that we don't have to sit here and pretend to be smart about a particular subject for an hour at a time. It means that we can look at a subject and decide, hey, that one's going to be real short. That one's going to be a little bit longer. Either way, let's cover it because America needs to know about it. Find us on Apple Podcasts. We could desperately use more 5-star reviews. They help dramatically in moving us up in the rankings. If you want to support us, you can do so by going to noqreport.com. That's knockreport.com/give. noqreport.com/give. We can sure use some cheddar to keep us afloat. Coronavirus has hit us hard despite the fact that our traffic has skyrocketed in recent months. It's hit us all hard, let's face it. And so we could use a little bit of a leg up. That I would appreciate. Lord willing, I will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, be sure to stay strong, stay safe, and God bless you.